Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Join us for the second Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company Bull and Female Production Sale, Saturday, April 6, 12:30 p.m. at the Blackjack Farm Sale Facility, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 175 head, including a great set of registered Angus bulls, 12 two-year-old Charley bulls, and 75 open commercial yearling black and black baldy heifers. You can attend the sale in person or via liveauction.tv. For more information, contact sale manager Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. The sale catalog is available on mcsauction.com.
Attention landowners, the Conservation Reserve Program is now open. CRP is a great opportunity for those hard-to-farm acres. It also helps improve a farm's profitability, delivers high-quality wildlife habitat, cleaner water, and healthier soils. The general CRP sign-up is going on right now through March 29th. Find a local Quail Forever biologist at quailforever.org/CRP or visit your local USDA service center. Farm the best, CRP the rest.
Well, USDA has released the Perspectives Planting Report along with the Quarterly Grain Stocks Report. I had the opportunity to check in with Rich Nelson at Allendale to get the latest updates.
I'll kind of point out some things with the corn side of things. Let's do stocks, then acreage. Stock numbers, they found a little less old crop than expected, 80 million bushels lower than last year at this time. So a little positive, 80 million bushels lower than trade expectation. So a little positive on this end. Also, they suggested much smaller than expected corn plantings, down 4.6 million now at 90. So this does set up a little support here for us on the corn side. Soybean numbers, old crop stocks, 17 million bushels over the trade expectation, not a big number. And as far as the acreage numbers, 2.9 million higher than last year. That was pretty much right on the trade expectation. Wheat side of things for the grain stocks discussion, well, a little larger old crop than expected, 43 million bushels. But keep in mind these numbers as far as wheat, they were about 2.1 under last year, very close to the trade expectation. We will point out, though, as far as winter wheat, they reduced their prior estimate and gave a little larger other spring than the trade expectancy here. You know, the cotton story is really interesting here. As we talked throughout these past few months, we've noted that this past old crop year has been quite a tight one. And certainly the stock numbers, almost half where they were just 2 years prior. So the expectation, and given higher prices, was that we'd see a good jump in cotton acres, perhaps 1 million, perhaps a little more than that. In this case, USDA's survey suggested increases to only about 400,000 extra acres in last year. So now about 10.7. So the cotton story is maybe still starting out the year, maybe a little tighter than the trade expectancy.
For Oklahoma, corn planted area for 2024 is estimated at 400 acres, up 3% or about 10 acres from last year. Soybeans, 2024 is estimated at 550 acres, up 20% or 90 acres from last year. Winter wheat planted for Oklahoma, 4,350 acres, down 4%. And then cotton planted is estimated at 500 acres, up 19% or 60 acres from last year. Well, according to the latest drought monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero in Oklahoma. Extreme drought or worse also at zero, unchanged from the calendar year. Severe drought also unchanged from the past 6 weeks at 0.19%. However, moderate drought or worse is now at 8.83%, which is up from last week's 3.53%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions looking a little bit better this week. Those are now at 33.76%, improved from last week's 43.56%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the western half of the panhandle can expect near normal chances of rain through April the 6th. Rest of the state leaning about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through April the 6th. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl, the great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to okiecotton.com. Once again, that's okiecotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.